Sid Roth here. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. My guest says the kingdom of God is voice activated. She also says the kingdom of darkness is voice activated. She also says that she can teach you how to manifest the promises from God's word every time. Interested?
Is there a supernatural dimension? A world beyond the one we know? Is there life after death? Do angels exist? Can our dreams contain messages from heaven? Can we tap into ancient secrets of the supernatural? Are healing miracles real? Sid Roth has spent over 35 years researching the strange world of the supernatural. Join Sid for this edition of It's Supernatural.
I absolutely love the gifts within this woman. She is a rapping, rhyming prophet. I mean, she really is. But you have seen what's coming in the near future. Paint me a picture.
There's a difference between a mercy drop and a tsunami. And we have known a mercy drop of God's grace and favor and power. And now we are people that have been filled with divine discontentment. God's put that on there. Never love God more, but where we are, we know we must go beyond where we are. And when you begin to know that, God opens a revelation, not information. See, information without revelation produces imitation and always produces stagnation. But revelation, which cannot be earned or learned, is given by the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life. Our identity is that it is no longer I, but it is Christ. So you can put all the Bishop Wonderful and Dr. Marvelous and all of these wonderful things like that. But the reality is that God is not coming for a visitation, but a habitation. He's coming. In a day, a nation will be born. Let me tell you, this is so good. I was given this teaching, and this lady came up. She says, I'm bound by drugs, alcohol, wrong relationship. I just don't know what to do. And I was in the process of leaving quickly, and I just handed her a CD. She called me 2 days later, and she says, oh, she says, I've got to tell you what happened. She said, you gave me that CD, and I went home, and she said, the power of God came up on me. And she said, I've not wanted any drugs. I've not wanted anything. I'm completely delivered. Jesus, fill me. I'm praying in tongues. I said, what CD was that? She said, oh, I don't have a CD player. I just laid it on my stomach. So now, there's so many amazing
things. I thought the kingdom was sound activated. That's ridiculous.
Well, we have to take off the limitations. There's a limitless God, and that we think, oh, well, God can't do this or God can't do that. God can do anything. His will is always creative, and His word activates the creative will of God.
You learned about the voice when your own mother started prophesying the most ridiculous thing to you.
It was awful. It was awful. My husband's desires in life was to make millions of dollars, and mine was to spend his money. We had this wonderful thing worked out, and my mother was more Baptist than Schofield. And she'd run around and she'd say, we're Baptist born and Baptist bred. We die, we'd be Baptist dead. And we lived right down the street from the Baptist church and went to church 8 days a week. We probably would have sinned, but we were too tired. Mother would say, now, honey, you got to know, if God sends you a preacher, women don't have a place in the church. They can cook, they can clean, they can be supported. You can sing in the choir, so learn to sing and play the piano, and that's where God will use you. Well, that was mother. She was so full of tradition. I mean, she believed it. It escaped me. But it's that in the midst of this, I come by and she says, oh, I've had a vision from God. And I said, you have? And she said, yes, I see you preaching. I said, you have been in the sun too long. I'm telling you, that ain't never going to happen. I mean, you really don't want the ball. So she says, no, I see you and George talking to thousands of people and this and this and this. I said, Mama, you don't even believe in women preachers. How could God give you a vision? vision about that. You don't even believe that. So our traditions make the Word of God to no effect, but God will go over your traditions. There are things we're sincere about, we're just sincerely wrong. So, when she kept confessing to me the Word over, every time she'd see me, there's Mama's little preacher girl. And I said, Mom, you got to quit that. Now, because what happens, she was activating the Word of God with her mouth. And of course, a few months later, I received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And I am telling you, I got so ignited, excited, and delighted, I was activated, ratified, and prophesied. I mean, it was...
I told you she likes to rap with mine.
My mama said, honey, I overprayed.
Yeah, you know, I want you to give me the short version of how you saved your daughter's life by activating the Word of God. And the thing that struck me, the most outstanding, astounding thing, is the plan of the devil. All your daughter did, and she even confessed it to you as a young girl, is she smoked a joint of marijuana. Mm-hmm. And it was a doorway.
It opened a tragic door for her. It was 27 years. We had a home from our church of young women bound by drugs, alcohol, and wrong relationships. And she went over there to see the girls, and one of the girls offered her a cigarette, a marijuana cigarette. She took it, she came home, and she was crying. She said, Mama did a terrible thing. We prayed, and I had no thought or idea or discernment that that could, you know, marijuana, you know. And I said, honey, don't ever do that again. And she says, I won't. But there are some people, their body chemistry or whatever you want to call it, they are, they just cannot do the drinking and all of these things. It's evil and wicked. And it opened a door, and it led her into 27 years. She became a heroin addict. She was in prison. I could go in. Her rap sheet was over 42 pages. And this is what God told me. He says, all of your children are disciples taught of the Lord, and great is their peace and undisturbed composure. And do not be moved by facts, but you move those facts with the Word of God. You agree with God. Whatsoever things you desire when you pray, if you believe and not doubt, you can have what you say. So it's not what I pray, it's what I say. So when I would hear from her every now and then, and she would say, I'm here, I'm there, the story is an incredible, should be a movie. It should be a movie. Her story is incredible. But after 27 years, she had an encounter where she took an overdose of heroin, and she was legally dead. They had her on life support for 72 hours. They said her brain was completely wasted and that she would never do this and never do that. She came out of that. She went to prison. And while she was in prison, she had a conversion, and she went through a rehab program, came out, and today she is the director of the largest facility in Southern California for restoration of people bound by drugs.
You know what? You have a gift to convince people to believe God.
Believe it.
You are sincere. We're going to be right back because there are many of you that have prayed and prayed, and now you've given up and you literally have lost your hope. It's about to change. Be right back.
The supernatural of God knows no bounds. And now there are no limits to equipping you to receive your supernatural breakthrough anytime, anyplace. ISN, the It's Supernatural online network, is now available for your mobile devices and smart TVs with this free ISN app.
Our world doesn't need another Christian TV network. What the world needs is life-changing programs that have a tangible outpouring of God's presence. And people need to be able to access it whenever they need it, wherever they are.
ISN makes it possible to meet you right at your point of need with live streaming of programs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, right on mobile devices or smart TVs. Or choose from dozens of powerful episodes of It's Supernatural and other exclusive programs in our online library. Just go to your app store and download it for free.
Whenever, wherever. God's not limited, and neither is your access to the supernatural of God. Clarice, what does it mean to see things from God's perspective?
Well, that means you must ascend on wings of worship and praise, be seated in heavenly places, and choosing to agree with God. You must know in the depths of your heart, in your knower, that you are born again, spirit-filled, tongue-talking, devil-chasing, anointed, appointed individual, standing in the stead of Christ to execute the judgments of God that have already been written.
That's a mouthful. I don't even think it came up for air. But what can someone do that is stuck? Their prayers, they prayed for their family's salvation, nothing. They prayed for some health conditions, nothing. They know God's word. How do we get unstuck?
Well, first of all, we have to understand you have a great big God and a little bitty devil. And the only thing that works on him is his lying mouth. So we have got to understand who we are, that our life is hidden in Christ. So when these circumstances and situations that are not in agreement with the holy word of God, then you recognize it for what it is. Then you send an army of words. It's just an army of words that rise up and you say, devil, you are old and ugly. You're defeated. You'll never know the love of God. You've lost your glorified body. And for every second you oppress me, I claim a soul for the kingdom of God. Then you begin to say, I am healed.
You know what? The devil could not take that kind of heat.
Just beat him up. Just don't let him leave. Say, I'm not through with you yet.
Now, I read somewhere someone said, aren't you afraid of saying that? He may come after you.
Well, he can't find me. See, I'm hidden in Christ. If he knew where I was, he'd get me.
Now you say everything in God's kingdom is voice activated, and it has a lot to do with the frequency of our voice. Explain.
All right. Well, everything is moving. We look like we're stable, but everything has got a vibration. Everything has got a frequency. Every now and then, you're going to meet someone, and they're going to say something profound like, hi there, how are you? And you're going to feel something come to it. I like that person. There's something about their voice. There's something about their gestures. And that you begin to recognize your tribe. That's a frequency that begins to take place. The biggest problem, from my perspective, that people have in understanding that we're trying to do something rather than be something. If I be the righteousness of Christ, then I'm as righteous as God. If I know that, I operate from a revelation, not an information of a finished work. So I don't beg and plead and call that intercede. I open my mouth and let the seed enter into the ever-present now and begin to understand that the prophetic voice of God can landscape the soil of the souls of people that have endured great praise.
Amen. How do you handle it when you go to a doctor and a doctor says, you got 6 months to live? What would you do?
Well, it's just really interesting. We were in the airport just the other day, and there was a man that was sitting with a dog. It was a big service dog. And he didn't look too happy, and I just smiled over him. So I said to the man, how are you today? Does your dog bite? And he says, he might.
He might. So,
that's not what I would expect.
And I said, what's his name? He says, Murphy. And I said, hi, Murphy. Well, frequency. Murphy knew. I love dogs. I just love them. God did good when he made a dog. I've got two dogs. One's named Money and the other's named Debt Free. I mean,
She's not kidding.
Not kidding. And he says, Murphy's going to get a new home in 2 weeks. And I said, well, you love him so much, why are you going to give him away? He says, because I'm going to die in 2 weeks. So I go over to where he's sitting. I sit down next to him and I said, hey, show it to me. He said, what? And I said, that expiration date. Where's that written on you? How do you... He said, well, the doctor said, and I said, doctor who? I said, that's Dr. Mann. All he knows is what he sees. Thank God for him. But anyway, I said, here, I've got something for you. And I said, what I'm going to do is I'm going to pray for you. I have an anointed cloth that I've held in my hands. I take it around and I'm put it on there. And he says, I have brain cancer. And I said, and I have God. You know, it's just... The big C is not cancer, it's Christ. Anyway, I had the opportunity to pray for him, and he was a born-again, spirit-filled man that had just made a decision to agree with a bad decision. And we are people making choices. God will not violate your free will. If you want to be oppressed, suppressed, repressed, depressed, or possessed, you certainly can.
You know, you really, not only do you rhyme, what you say is so profound.
I have to say it so fast.
Listen to this. Well, I have to write it down. God's not asking you to become something you're not. He's asking you to become who you already are. When we come back, I want you to answer
that. Great.
Call now and get Clarice Fluitt's revelatory brand new book, Experiencing the Power of God's Word, and her two-part audio CD teaching, Activating the Word of God, exclusive for our It's Supernatural audience. Plus, receive this bonus book by Patricia King, 31 Decrees of Blessings for Your Life, yours for a donation of $39. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9517. Through Clarice Fluitt's brand new book, you will receive God's toolbox for walking in the supernatural every day. Witness the positive impact that decreeing the Word of God will have upon your life. Learn how to decree God's Word over your life regularly in a way that empowers you to victory over the forces of darkness. Through Clarice Fluitt's two-part audio CD series, which is exclusive for our It's Supernatural audience, you will learn how to activate all of God's promises contained in His Word for your life. Clarice includes powerful prayers of impartation on these CDs, including prayers for God's pure supernatural fire, prayers to reverse every curse, prayers to open up the portals of heaven, prayers for avenues of revenue and the entrepreneurial spirit. Plus, you will receive this bonus book by Patricia King, 31 Decrees of Blessings for Your Life. It contains 31 days, each with a scripture and an inspirational devotional reading. Each devotion is followed by 10 powerful decrees for each day's theme dealing with love, fruitfulness, friends, wisdom, hope, victory, family, glory, endurance, God's presence, gladness, and more. Each daily devotional also includes an activation for you to seal God's Word in your heart and life. Don't miss out on getting Clarice Fluitt's revelatory brand new book, Experiencing the Power of God's Word, and her two-part audio CD teaching, Activating the Word of God, exclusive for our It's Supernatural audience. Plus, receive this bonus book by Patricia King, 31 Decrees of Blessings for Your Life, yours for a donation of $39. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9517. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9517 or log on to sidroth.org. Call or write today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
I really like some of your writing here. Your life was over before it began. God's not asking you to become something you're not. He's asking you to become who you already are. Now, unpack that.
Now, if I'm going to unpack it in 4 or 5 minutes, you have to understand from God's perspective.
Yes, but there's no time in eternity. You just told me.
Shonda. The God is a God of now. Everything is now. Present tense. So say, out of every river has a mouth. Out of my belly flows rivers. Rivers of love, life, joy, peace, healing, deliverance. Rivers, rivers, rivers. And every drop, every word that I'm speaking is saying, I must become a part of something greater than me. I must become which I already am. Because from God's perspective, it was over before it began. He always starts at the end. So if anybody asks you what comes first, the chicken or the egg, if you're talking about God, it's always a chicken. Because He always starts with things finished. And when you understand that, you begin to think with that, then past and present have collided into the ever-present now, so you do not think about someday God's going to do this, and yesterday God did that, so I'm not left with anything here. I'm just muddling around. No, now is the time. Never has there been a day like this. This is the day the Lord has made. And we will begin to decree, proclaim, establish, and begin to speak. And right now, I want to tell you, there's someone that is listening here, and you have an abscessed ear, and in the authority of the name of Jesus, I open your ears with the infallible and inerrant awesome Word of God. Those that have cancer nodules on your throat, I bind that in Jesus' name. A collapsed vocal cord. In the name of Jesus, I command you, wake up, wake up, wake up, and proclaim the glory of God. I speak to those that are bound by drugs and alcohol and wrong relationship. Be delivered in the authority of the name of Jesus. May the angels of the Lord pursue you, devil, on a dark and slippery path. A hole you've dug for them, I put you into it. Father, in Jesus' name, thank you for power.
Now, there are people that are watching right now, and you feel hopeless. Everything is closing in on you. If that were you, what would you do right this minute if you were that person?
If I was that person, I would make a decision to agree with God as quickly as you can. You can say, you can look at the symptoms, you can look at the circumstances, they are facts. Facts and truth are not the same thing. And as soon as we realize it is Satan, the accuser of the brethren, but he can only have the power that you give him. All power in heaven and earth, dunamis and exousia, has been, past tense, given. All there is. I asked the Lord one time, I need more power in my life. And he says, well, I don't have any more. That one of the greatest things that keeps us from being healed is condemnation, self-hate, low self-esteem, unworthiness, agreeing with the reports of the Adamic nature instead of the new nature. So as we choose to agree with God, Jesus in you is the hope of glory. Christ as you is a manifestation of glory.
What I want you to do is speak the word over that person that's hopeless right now.
Father, in the authority of the name of Jesus, we just thank you that you are a God of the impossible. Hope and despair, frustration, hearts that have been made heavy, awful things that have happened. Lord God, we thank you right now that you are the God of the hopeless, hurting people. And with mercy and compassion, we release into the atmosphere the antidote to the Antichrist, which is the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the Word of God. We thank you, Lord God, that the great angels of God, ministering spirits sent forth from God to aid us with the heirs of salvation, take these words and let them be implanted into the heart of the hopeless. Hope deferred that has made your heart sick. I bind and break it in Jesus' name. It's time for you to decide. Ha, ha, ha. The joy of the Lord, well, He lives in me. Strengthen yourself with the joy of the Lord.
As believers, we need to become who you already are.
That's right.
Explain that.
Well, from God's perspective, you know, I was praising God. I said, oh, Lord, I just love you. I do crazy praise. You know, I battle with the rattle of a tambourine. I jump around and just I love God. I just love Him. I'm addicted to it. So when I said to the Lord, He said, be transformed through the renewing of your mind, pulling down strongholds and vain imagination. I said, what's a vain imagination? He says, anything apart from my word. It's a luxury you can no longer have. And so I thought, oh, well, be transformed by renewing your mind. When was my mind new? You know, would you tell me about that? If you put R-E in front of it, he said, well, because you came from the heart of God. He said, your DNA is a divine nature attitude, and the whole heart of God was imparted to you, and it's coded into your being. And the more you fellowship the Holy Ghost, you begin to realize you are already who you already are. It's already. We are sons of God. And sometimes we think of, like, I'm a verb, I'm a noun, I'm an adjective, I'm an adverb. And God says, you are epistles being written by the hand of God. So if I'm a noun in the body of Christ and all I do is hang around with nouns, I'll never have a sentence. I'll never be able to express the fullness. So I've got to have diversity. If I'm a noun, I have to find a verb and an adverb and an adjective, and I've got to find some dangling participles and a preposition here and there. And then we put them together, and then our life begins to make sense when together we'll glorify God, and we were created for God's glory. So when we're talking about it was over before it began, I am becoming who I already am. God saw it from the end. And He says, this is what I see. When I look at you, all I see is Jesus. That's what the Scripture says, see no man except in Christ. And you create with the fruit of your lips. You begin, I will judge you, and I will judge you up. The spiritual man judges everything. So I judge you as a king, as a priest, as a prophet. I judge you as redeemed from the curse of the law of sin and death. I judge you up. I judge you healed and delivered and prosperous, because that's what salvation is about.
You know what I'm hearing you say? This is what I'm hearing you say. She's actually saying it to you, and I want you to say it to those watching right now. Tell them they're a champion. I like the way you say that.
Listen, champions live differently than normal, average people. You see, champions look at situations and circumstances and say, greater is He that is in me than he that is in this world. So I began to choose to agree with God. I said to God, what makes you happy? He says, I'm glad you asked. We become that which we adore. So we are learning how the adoration of God brings us to a place that these are words that come from a champion spirit. We have come before God Almighty. You're kings with crowns upon your head. You're priests that bring the people to God and God to the people. And you're prophets that hear the word of God and declare, change the atmosphere. You may not ever be on this program, but there is something you're on every day. You could be washing dishes. You could be at the office. And all you have to do is open your mouth and say, Kuria basanda de mikisata. And you begin to release the rivers of love and life. And you will change the world. Champions do. Agree with me. Say it with me. All of us. We are champions. Hallelujah.
Jesus prayed to God the Father, let your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. In heaven, there is no sickness, lack, demonic attacks, or strife. But how do we begin to obtain heaven on earth? Did you know that God's supernatural kingdom is voice activated? Clarice Fluitt wants to share with you the God-given keys to release God's word into every situation and circumstance you face, and watch the supernatural kingdom of God begin to operate in your life.
What I know, I throw, and I teach others to do the same thing. The benefit of agreeing with God is incredible.
Call now and get Clarice Fluitt's revelatory brand new book, Experiencing the Power of God's Word, and her two-part audio CD teaching, Activating the Word of God, exclusive for our It's Supernatural audience. Plus, receive this bonus book by Patricia King, 31 Decrees of Blessings for Your Life, yours for a donation of $39. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9517. Clarice Fluitt's brand new book contains God's toolbox for walking in the supernatural every day. God gave her key nuggets that will empower you to not only believe in God for the impossible, but to see healing and miracles manifest in your everyday life. Through her book, you will receive God's toolbox for walking in the supernatural every day. Witness the positive impact that decreeing the Word of God will have upon your life. Learn how to decree God's Word over your life regularly in a way that empowers you to victory over the forces of darkness. Understand how to decree a thing so it will be established. It will not just inform you, but it will transform you. Through Clarice Fluitt's two-part audio CD series, which is exclusive for our It's Supernatural audience, you will learn how to activate all of God's promises contained in His Word for your life. Clarice includes powerful prayers of impartation on these CDs, including prayers for God's pure supernatural fire, prayers to reverse every curse, prayers to open up the portals of heaven, prayers for avenues of revenue and the entrepreneurial spirit.
The feedback that I get is incredible. They're coming out of debt. They're coming out of sickness. They're coming out of loneliness. They are choosing to agree with God.
Plus, you will receive this bonus book by Patricia King, 31 Decrees of Blessings for Your Life. It contains 31 days, each with a scripture and an inspirational devotional reading. Each devotion is followed by 10 powerful decrees for each day's theme dealing with love, fruitfulness, friends, wisdom, hope, victory, family, glory, endurance, God's presence, gladness, and more. Each daily devotional also includes an activation for you to seal God's Word in your heart and life. Don't miss out on getting Clarice Fluitt's revelatory brand new book, Experiencing the Power of God's Word, and her two-part audio CD teaching, Activating the Word of God, exclusive for our It's Supernatural audience. Plus, receive this bonus book by Patricia King, 31 Decrees of Blessings for Your Life, yours for a donation of $39. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9517. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9517 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
Next week on It's Supernatural.
Jesus made it easy for us to walk in the miraculous. My name is David Turner. Won't you join me on It's Supernatural as I share with you the secrets to seeing miracles in your life and your ministry?